The spice market of Old Damascus is a strange sight in a country ravaged by civil war. The military pounds pro-rebel towns ringing the capital. But here at its heart, business is brisk.
Work carries on, but prices have gone up and the rise affects people and business. But everything is available. Thanks be to God.
He admits people are cutting back, buying mainly essentials. Customers on this ancient alleyway complain that foreign products are especially expensive.
The prices of the imported goods rose, but locally manufactured goods here have slightly risen.
Government economist Afif Dalla says Western sanctions have taken a toll.
But the Syrian economy actually depends on itself. There is a self-sufficiency in the Syrian economy because the Syrian economy is very diverse. And we almost product everything.
In the city's Hamadeya Bazaar, shopkeepers also say business is down.
You know, we live in a very difficult atmosphere, the atmosphere of crisis.
But with the bulk of his stock locally made, he's able to keep it replenished. The government has made it a goal to keep business in the capital normal. And for what it doesn't have, it can count on help.
Maybe
economist Dalla points to Russia, China, and Venezuela as strong trade partners.
There are a lot of countries actually, because some finally the interests, the economic interests between countries talk, not anything else. It's not a moral thing only. It's also an interests, benefits.
What makes some countries flinch, though, is the morality and mortality. Tens of thousands of people killed nationwide. Here again, Damascus is an anomaly. At the market of gravestone carvers, Samer Alatouni says orders for war victims are few.
The rate of work has not changed from before the events, during them, and now. The pattern of work is the same from the start of the events until now. Nothing has changed.
Yet, even as he speaks, the war gets closer. How long things will remain the same for him and the rest of the capital is unknown. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Damascus.